We seem to be passing by a lot of deadlines when it comes to the debt ceiling. The latest was the president informing both Democrats and Republicans to go back to their party bases, find spending cuts and a deal that they could all agree on, and then return on Monday with those proposals. It looks like that didn't happen over the weekend. What has happened is that we're still stalled on finding any kind of agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Joining us this morning, we have representatives from both parties. And first, we're joined by Congresswoman and Dr. Nan Haworth. She's a Republican representing New York's 19th District. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Celeste.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you can help me find some kind of clarity on exactly what's holding up progress in D.C., because for a long time, the debt ceiling was a foregone conclusion. Ronald Reagan raised it 18 times during his tenure in Washington. Why has this suddenly become a political issue?
Well, I think it has always had implications for policy and for the way in which our public rightly views the actions that we're taking to assure our economic future. President Obama himself has voted against debt ceiling increases. So this is something that both parties historically, I think, have done reluctantly and rightly so. The last thing we want to do is accumulate crushing debt burdens. There is a crisis point that we've reached now in an economy that's stagnant with 14 million Americans out of work. We have to think very, very carefully about how we approach the rapidly accumulating debt that we face with, particularly with the baby boom generation, of which I'm a member, entering our great entitlement program. So these are issues that require a tremendous amount of thought in terms of how we approach the spending. And certainly in the Republican Party, it's true. The House Republican majority staunchly opposes raising taxes, not because this is a political posture, but because we are quite convinced that this is the exact wrong thing to do for the economy.
All right, but you don't disagree that the debt ceiling needs to be raised?
No, I don't disagree with that at all.
All right. Now, again, when we're talking about raising taxes, do you class closing tax loopholes as raising taxes?
Effectively, Celeste, it does raise taxes to close tax loopholes, and I am not an advocate of tax loopholes. In fact, I think one of the greatest things we could do is completely restructure our tax code so that we, in fact, make it far flatter and fairer. That would be one of the most beneficial things we could do for our economy. But I think if we're going to close loopholes, then that must be accompanied by a reduction in general rates. And the reason is we need to get working capital back into the marketplace. This really is a very serious opportunity, if you will, and problem, of course, in the meantime, as we all know, in terms of jobs. Americans are waiting for jobs. The New York Times reported that, of course, we have a spending deficit among the American public, if you will. People are not consuming in ways that used to help revive the economy. And one of the reasons is because they don't know what kind of earning power they're going to have as the months and years progress.
We're speaking right now with Congresswoman and Dr. Nan Haworth, a Republican representing New York's 19th District. You know, the thing, though, Nan, is that our effective tax rate on our corporations at historic lows is certainly lower than it was during the Bush administration. All of the previous Republican administrations going back through Reagan, it's lower now than it ever has been. Why not just raise the tax loopholes and bring it up to where it's supposed to be?
To raise the tax rate on our corporations will not bring working capital back for jobs, and that's the problem, Celeste. And also, of course, as we all know, a system of loopholes, exemptions, credits, deductions, you name it, invariably excludes certain players, especially our smaller businesses, who aren't nearly as much able to take advantage of these things. And small businesses create about 70% of the new jobs in this country. So we really very much need to think about how we make the tax code fair and how we lower the burden on all of our job creators so that we can get them hiring again. And some of the uncertainty surrounding the tax burdens, particularly those that have been imposed through the passage of the Affordable Care Act, really are getting in the way of a revival.
Okay, we're speaking with Republican Congresswoman and Dr. Nan Hayworth, who represents New York's 19th District. Okay, so the fact of the matter is that we have to raise the debt ceiling, and we somehow have to get this done before August 2nd. So from what I understand, that the Democrats are willing to put cuts into Social Security and Medicare on the table. What are you willing to put on the table? Things that you may not want to sign, but you will just to get this passed.
Well, we have proposed in the House that we cut and cap and balance, and that is a sound approach. It's a very smart approach for the short term and the midterm and the long term. Cut $111 billion from fiscal year 2012 spending. Cap the spending that the Congress and the administration authorize from 22.5% in fiscal year 2012 to over several years gradually to 20% of gross domestic product, which is in line with what our tax receipts typically are as a percentage of GDP, no matter what we do. So to rationalize spending that way makes a lot of sense. And for the long term, pass a balanced budget amendment.
Okay, but I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that the cut, cap, and balance doesn't include any actual compromises that you would offer to the Democrats. So what are you willing to offer to compromise with them to meet them halfway?
Well, I imagine that they can agree with us about the need to have spending discipline. And a balanced budget is something that that I think no one could argue against. That's what America's families are doing. So I think this is something that Democrats can embrace with their own constituents because this is how they're trying to live their lives, too.
That sounds like nothing. That sounds like not offering them anything.
Well, we are offering them an opportunity to revive our economy by proving to the American public, the majority of whom continue to say the federal government, in the strongest possible terms, the federal government needs to cut spending, that we offer them the primary approach by which that can be accomplished.
That's Congresswoman Nan Hayworth, Congresswoman Anna Doctor, Republican representing New York's 19th District. Congresswoman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Celeste.